for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed out.
Ugh. Isn't there
anything?
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 Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
This is Zach.
We are here
in 101.
Woo! All right.
With the medicine show.
And what a wonderful medicine show it is so far. All right. My name is Jason Lawrence. This is Miguel.
Hola.
Y Lu López.
Así es. Buenas noches.
¿Cómo estás?
Todo bien. Un saludo a todos en México.
Qué bueno. Welcome to the Medicine Show, a variety show where we believe that emanating good energy to encourage healing and nourishment with wholesome love. We're broadcasting from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver is shared by the Squamish Nation, the Tsleil-Waututh Nation, and the Musqueam people as well. Bless them for sharing so much of what they bring, what they stand on, and what they stand for. Thank you humbly. Tonight, we're welcoming a couple of bands called Chicken Lag Birds and Blue and his friends Vincent, Jordan, and featuring Ayoub and Rick. So with us right now is Chicken Lag Birds. Hey guys,
how are you guys
that's,
doing?
That's Jasmine Fredrickson and Ari Lantella.
That's right. You got the emphasis right there.
Excellent. You guys gonna go right into a song.
All right,
here we go.
Gonna be called Blind Belief.
What is it?
Blind belief. But we like to say blah blee.
Blah blee.
Just for, because we're lazy.
We'll fly. I'll plan to try.
I will fly, I will fly, I will fly. I believe, I believe, I believe. Believe, got blind belief. Believe, got blind belief. I will run, I will run. I will fly. Will I believe, I believe, I believe? Will I believe, got blind belief? Will I believe, got blind belief? Will I will run, I will run, I will run. Will I will fly, I will fly, I will fly. Will I believe, I believe, I believe? Will I believe, got blind belief? Will I believe? I believe, will I believe? I believe, will I believe? Yeah. God, I believe.
All right.
That's chicken like birds.
That's right. You gotta say gotta it like southern. That. You gotta say it southern like that too. That's right.
Chicken like birds. Hey, only one thing. Way to describe this chicken.
Chicken looking good, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
I hail.
Oh, Lordy.
Have mercy.
And that name. What's the origin of that name?
Well, one day I was at my friend Janet's place, and I was thinking in particular about a band name, and I thought birds are awesome, so I was flipping through Bird Book thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, Northern Shoveler, that's a type of duck. I was like, no. Cinnamon Teal, I think that's another type of duck.
Cinnamon Teal.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice, like,
it looks
nice
good in the menu.
Yeah.
I will eat that. Yeah.
Deal. Sure,
yeah. Sounds like a nice name.
Yeah. Too nice. No. Ours needed to be a little bit more ridiculous. Okay. So there was a genre of bird, miscellaneous chicken-like birds.
Yeah. That was our name.
That was our name
for
a little
bit,
while, miscellaneous, and then we decided the miscellaneous was extraneous.
Yeah.
Oh. So we got rid of it. Yeah, and now we're chicken-like birds.
Nice.
Check it out. Well, yeah, and so you guys have a couple of gigs coming up, and I just thought we'd touch on that for a quick second about Versus Festival on Sunday at 3. What's the Versus Festival?
Well, the Versus Festival, we're playing at Chicken Sessions, it's called. It's a house show at Pamela Bentley's house.
Oh,
and it's actually we were at the last Chicken Session they had. And it's a beautiful little venue. They got chickens in the backyard, and so it's fitting for us.
Really good peeps, potluck style.
Wow. Yeah. Chickens. And is this in Vancouver?
Yes.
Now
yes.
I heard about chickens in Vancouver. I've seen chickens in Vancouver a couple times. What area of town? Just you don't have to give us the address. You know, you'll have the place overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Oh,
just what area of town is it? The commercial
East
drive.
East Van. Yeah.
Van. It's like south of Hastings, though.
Yeah, more
or north of
maybe
Hastings.
Maybe closer
sorry.
To Hastings Sunrise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yeah,
but people can check out the event if they think that's groovy. They can go to Versus. I don't know. There's a website. Versus.
Versus Festival. Versus Festival. You can search it.
CA. Yeah.
Google it. It's Googleable.
That's right.
Wise Hall, first three Wednesdays of May. What's that about? The residency.
We're really excited. It's going to be our first time doing some sort of workshops. So, if you come, it'll be in the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe around 8:30, 9.
8:30 or 9.
And we'll just be kind of probably working through building a song with the group.
Yeah, songwriting workshop.
Yeah, so like
interactive songwriting.
That's right.
Kind of chicken like bird style song too, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's right.
Who knows? It'll get a little sloppy. It'll be a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be teaching a little bit of sloppy blues probably as well. Like, you know, I like to get as messy as I can, you know. You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff.
So. I have to say it to the audience, they can't.
Like, I was talking with them before, and they were so like, yeah, you sometimes you have to think out of the box. But I saw them. They were hitting the box. Right here, we have, like, the most interesting drums I've seen. You have, like, it's like a suitcase.
Yeah.
And you have, like, a pedal, like the drum kit.
Mm-hmm.
But Miguel is now describing the instrument that Jasmine was just playing, and it's... Go ahead, Miguel. It's a suitcase.
Like, it's a suitcase, yeah.
But it's got a drum pedal on it, which you kick, like a kick pedal.
Yeah, that's right. Super cool. That's
right.
All right. Well, so you guys want to do another song?
Yeah, go.
Sure. What are we doing another song? Rock and roll. I was thinking, like, play one of our favorite songs.
Yeah, this is a... We okay with doing a cover here?
Of course.
Okay. This is, this is the guy who inspired me to do finger picking. His name is Mississippi John Hurt. You may have heard of him. He died in the 70s. I believe it was the 70s, maybe the 60s, but he's an old country blues man, very kind soul, and he's,
my brother was always mentioning things like Little Walter and these really obscure people from back in the day, Don't you know who Slim Fat was?
Slim Fat.
He ended up actually calling himself Fat Slim before the Fat Slim Band came out.
Oh, yeah, is that right?
What's the name of the song?
The song's called I'm Satisfied by Mississippi John Hurt.
Finally, someone's satisfied after all that Mick Jagger stuff.
Right, all right, here we go. I'm satisfied. Tickled too,
yeah.
Old enough to marry you, I'm satisfied. It's gonna bring you back. I'm satisfied. Tickled too,
yeah.
Old enough to marry you, I'm satisfied. Well, it's gonna bring you back. Well, first in the country, then in town, I'm a total old shaker from my navel on down, I'm satisfied. Well, it's gonna bring you back. I'm satisfied, tickled too, yeah, old enough to marry you, I'm satisfied, well, it's gonna bring you back. Dress cut to my knees, I'm a totally shaking toe who I please, I'm satisfied. Well, it's gonna bring you back. I'm satisfied. Tickle too, old enough to marry you, I'm satisfied. It's gonna bring you back.
I was bringing up your microphones. Hey! Woo! Check it out, birds!
Yeah, right.
Oh, that was funny. I was trying to back down on the wrong microphone. And I took you out instead of you.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Okay, so why don't we just do another song right away? You guys got such a plethora of songs.
We got a few songs for sure.
Yeah, what were we thinking of? We were thinking of I'm Satisfied.
You know what? And we are going to take you into a commercial message. We will be right back in a few seconds. I'll be right back.
Priorities.
Okay, yeah. Where are we?
3 to 5. Listen to internationally acclaimed music of the Keenan Collective.
Did you know that the UBC Bookstore collects food for the AMS Food Bank? If you would like to contribute, please bring your non-perishable food items to the bookstore and drop them off in the box near the front cash area. For more information, check out ams.ubc.ca under services.
Strength,
dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before I met you.
Welcome back to the Medicine Show.
Welcome back with Chicken Hawk Birds. So, Jasmine and Ari, what can you tell me about, like, what is your the song that's been on your mind the most? Like, you're a writer, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is your most passionate favorite song of yours, or something that's been on your mind?
I feel like I really like this song, Priorities, lately.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's, well, we first start out with screwy priorities, like, you know, like staying in the mall all day or wanting to be at the club instead of hanging with your friends and family and kind of being like, well, I think we need to get our priorities straight. Mm-hmm. And then realizing that we do know our priorities and then we kind of go on into that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I really like, I really resonate with that song a lot.
Yeah, why don't we just go right into that
one? We can just play that song.
Absolutely. No, that's great. You guys can do the other song as well afterwards, the weed song. Because we're going to, we should mention that, you know, that it's good for you, man. No, that there's a couple of things that I wanted to mention, but we'll listen to some music first. So go ahead.
I'd rather have myself a trophy wife than a lady with some personality.
Well, I would rather be down at the club than be hanging with my friends and family.
Well, we've got to get our priorities straight. We've got to get our priorities straight. Well, we've got to get our priorities straight. Uh-huh. We've got to get our priorities straight.
I'd rather spend my days in the mall than be open to the possibilities.
Well, I'd rather sit around and watch TV and stifle all my creativity.
Oh,
well, we've got to get our priorities straight. We've got to get our priorities straight. We've got to get our priorities straight. We've got to get our priorities. In my hand, then it's stack of money in the bank. I'd rather be respected by my peers than be seeking false popularity. Now we've got our priorities straight. And now we've got our priorities straight. Now we've got our priorities straight. Now we've got our priorities straight. I'm freezing on a bowl of stew, holding an hands of orangutan. If you don't know, I'll tell you again that we've got to get our priorities straight. Yeah, we've got to get our priorities straight. Yes, we do. We've got to get our priorities straight. We've got to get our priorities straight.
Thank you. All right. Nice. So, we are going to.
I have a question. How did you meet?
Oh. How
chicken like bird came to life?
Well, I'll tell the story.
You tell the story. Tell
but yeah, we had met a little bit before. We started hanging out a little bit, and then we were at this local watering hole in Calgary, and we had maybe had a little bit too much whiskey, and then. Got into a wrestling match for some reason.
What?
on the floor in the bar, and she pinned me down and kicked me in the groin.
But it was an accident. I just meant to psych him out, and then I had way too much follow through, and it just it was a hit.
Sounds like a painful experience.
Oh. Yeah. And then since then we kind of started, you know, really, really hitting it off, so to speak.
So what's the other side of the story?
Just too much follow through on my end.
Really, I hear you.
I did mean to just psych him out, but yeah.
So the nursing, did that bring you guys together somewhat?
Nah, I didn't really have.
Yeah,
I was just on the floor like rolling, but I was still laughing at the same time.
Yeah. So and then that was that. From then on, we've been kind of inseparable, basically.
That's cool.
Well, I guess everybody knows that the marijuana laws are changing in this city again.
Again.
What?
My lord.
$30,000 to get a license for a distributor in the city to be a dispensary of any kind of marijuana dispensary. $30,000 is proposed. Now, that is bound to up the price of people's legitimate medications. We're concerned that like this, just like the last law change, it affected the end patient. Which some of these people really need it to, you know, not feel really bad. So you guys got a song about weed.
Yeah, well, this next song, Tennessee Hill, I wrote after I went and trimmed weed in California. I probably shouldn't admit that necessarily, but it was fun. It was very beautiful. So any references to burning ladies, it's meaning burning the...
Mary Jane? How could you do that to her? Mary.
Burn all the ladies.
Okay, I actually had this band, and I called it My Wife Mary because of the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Is Kelly coming in? DJ Ray, are you out there? DJ Ray is alive. So we invite him to come in and say hello. Hey, grab a microphone. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I had such an adventure today. Woohoo!
You know what? We didn't do our station ID. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So you're listening to the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Woo!
DJ Ray is in the house. Woo!
Yeah,
DJ
Ray!
In
the house!
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, okay, back to the weed song.
Yeah, back to the song.
We keep delaying this song, man. And we even delayed it with another song.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
I grabbed this thing.
Is that right?
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
That's right.
There we go.
All right, there we go.
All right, here we go. See you guys later. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
is a spot that is quiet and still. If you're lucky, you might just see the loveliest of all the ladies. Well, in the sun and in the fall, I like those ladies, yeah, the best of all. I like to watch them dancing in the breeze. Well, it's a joyous thing to see. Oh, them sweet ladies. Ooh, yeah, up on Tennessee line. Ooh, yeah, up on Tennessee. Ooh, yeah, up on Tennessee line. On Tennessee. Well, one by one they all fall down. We're gonna dress them up and pass them around. Well, they bring magic, yeah, to the eyes of everyone who passes them by. Oh, oh, them sweet ladies. Mm, yeah, up on Tennessee Hill. Mm, yeah, up on Tennessee Hill. Mm, yeah, up on Tennessee Hill. Coughing, laughing, and taking names. I look to see those ladies going up in flames. Coughing, laughing, and taking names. I look to see those ladies going up in flames. Up in flames, oh, them sweet, sweet ladies.
Chicken lock bird.
Medicine party.
Woo. Yeah. Oh, Jasmine and Ari. Fantastic jamming.
Well, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, what's the future look like for you guys? What do you guys want to do?
Oh.
You guys gonna travel and do this in Europe, or are you gonna stick around for a couple years?
We're going to do an album and show it to us and have more stuff here to show to the audience.
Yeah.
We do have an album that's coming out end of May. It's an EP. It's called In the Coop. It's all about the puns.
We were gonna call it Just Wing It, but we're gonna leave that for an album where we just actually wing it.
That's right. An improv album.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess mainly for us, the future, we're just trying to avoid conventionality. So anything that's sort of unconventional. I mean, we do conventional stuff because you gotta have a mixed bag when you're a musician, and you gotta play here
like
and there.
Yeah,
we
like to play barn dances and stuff like that.
Yeah, we want to play
that's
in barns.
Like
we want to play on ships. We want to play in your mother's closet or
so
wherever.
Is that,
I don't know.
Do we want to play?
I don't know. It's just
fantastic.
It was the first thing that came to my mind. Yeah, your mother's cool. closet cool. just
so that brings up the question, are you Googleable? Like are you guys got online presence that people can find
we
you
definitely yeah definitely find our website is the best. It's got all the info. It's just chickenlikebirds.com, no hyphen or dashing or none of that. None
chicken
of that
like birds.
And does it have all sorts of puns and stuff in there?
There might be a
there,
couple
there's
two
a
three
few.
There
yeah
a couple of two three I reckon
uh-huh. And we encourage everybody who really does like our music, the best way to support us is always just to sign up for our newsletter, because then we let people know about shows that are coming up and what we're doing and anything that you know, we try not to be annoying.
That's right,
and,
yeah.
It's good times.
We ain't just going to be spamming you. It's going to be useful stuff. Well,
classy.
Yeah.
Classy spamming.
For some reason, I don't see you two as the spamming type.
No. No.
I spam ya.
Sorry, DJ Ray here. When do you do your newsletter? What is it? Monthly? Is it daily?
Yeah,
it's gonna be monthly.
Monthly.
We haven't actually
starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So today would be a great time. We were gonna send everybody a free song from our upcoming EP.
That's
that,
right.
So chooses. That
you
route.
Can start the fan club now.
Yeah, get on
the
chicken leg bird wagon.
Well, it's certainly. Listen, I want to know when the gigs are coming.
Yeah.
All
right. So, yeah, right on. Do you guys want to do another song before we change up for the groups?
Yeah,
we
could
do one more.
Shout outs? Anybody got anybody listening at home?
Yeah, we might have Jesus and Vanessa listening. If Jesus and Vanessa are listening, that'd be.
It's a nickname.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah,
we just had a big jam session with those guys, and
it's
it was
a nice
really,
name.
Is it?
It's a good.
It's
thing.
A great name.
Yeah.
Drinking some homemade hooch and all that.
There
stuff.
There you go.
It's a good time.
Yeah. Do you want to do a love song?
Yeah. Why don't we do a love
song? What
yeah.
do you want to do? Timberstack.
I do want to
yeah.
do Timberstack.
Okay.
Love
this is
the most
the song
powerful.
We can send everybody.
This is the one we're
going to
send to everybody.
Love is the most powerful energy in the universe.
Yeah. Exactly. So this is for everybody. Who loves love.
It's a very simple song, you know. There's two chords the whole way through, but, you know, sometimes...
Johnny!
Sometimes the simpleness is what it's all about.
I'll keep that kindling in my heart just for when your spark comes back. When it does, I'll stoke the fire with my never-ending timber stack. My heart will burn so hot for you, on it you could cook a cast-iron pot of stew. My heart will burn so hot, you'll see, that I am yours, but I'm still me.
Baby, I've been waiting for you. So take me and let everything be brand new. Give me all your loving so fine. I am ready to let our love unwind.
For your love, I would do anything.
Did you just say anything?
I'd claim. Flowers and the dishes and the sink.
What else would you do?
I'd build you a box, and on top you could stand.
Or I could pound it.
Well, I promise not to stop being your man.
Well, all right.
I'll keep that kindling in my heart just for when your spark comes back. When it does, I'll stoke the fire with my never-ending timber stack. My heart will burn so hot for you, on it you could cook a cast-iron pot of stew. My heart will burn so hot, you'll see, that I am yours, but I am still me.
Baby, I've been waiting for you. so day to day, let everything be brand new.
Well, I build you a box, and on top you can stand.
Fine.
Well, I promise
ready
not to stop.
Let our love unwind. I'll keep that kindling in my heart just for when your spark comes back. When it does, I'll stoke the fire with my never-ending timber stack. My heart will burn so hot for you on a yucca cook a cast iron pot of stew. My heart will burn so hot, you'll see that I am yours, but I'm still me. Me.
Oh, chicken like bird. Chicken like bird. There you go.
That was so beautiful.
All right, thanks, you guys.
Thank you, guys. Jasmine Fredrickson and Ari Lantala. Thank you guys very much for coming
thank
in.
You
you can
so
stick
much
around for a little while, play us a song or two. Maybe I'll try and convince you in a second. We'll be right back. We're going to listen to a guest that was on the show a couple months ago. His name is Samuel.
Arnold song.
Yeah. No, Samuel Arnold is his name. He has this song called Tickly Teeth as well as an album called Tickly Teeth. Amazing guy from Ireland. Check out how low and smooth this sound is.
I'm a doll. They say my name is Chansey. I'm a thug, but I got three teeth, got short black and a big fat head. But others, they just call me Pitbull. They put me on a list of those that must be muzzled for having such a wide smile. I think, I mean, it gotta be. What else could it be? My men and women never make me wear a muzzle. They're meant to be for dogs like me. With white smiles and muscle, they just let me free. Free to be who I be. Play with other dogs and see their bums as I please. I've chewed gear sticks, wooden sticks, notebooks and plastics. And hats and mats and lots, yeah. I've chewed squidgy things, precious things, things broke part of other things. I get away with it somewhat thanks to my je ne sais quoi. Yeah, chew big things into tiny little bits. It's my favorite thing to do and I'm good at it. If it tastes good when I give it a lick, I'll whoop it down so fast that you just see me licking my lip. Now let me tell you little bits about myself. My behavior, my looks, and my health. I got the ears of a pig, the eyes of a prince, the snout of a hog, the hinds of a frog, the chest of a stallion, the style of a Parisian. Yes, I'm ugly, beautiful, irresistible charm. I'm ugly, beautiful, irresistible charm. I got a hurt paw from a hurt past. It's the only hurt that I can't get past. I got hit by a truck when I was just a young boy, just a young one doing no wrong. And after I whined, I did howl so very loud, saying why oh why did a big metal box called truck come hit me? That's just my luck. And why oh why does it go on the road? And why go so fast? I don't think that it should. In my view, it broke the law, this metal box with round rubber poles.
On the donor.
Then I was put under anesthesia. I could not resist this liquid temptress. I could not recognize all the sets and the sounds. My thoughts jumped about like the fleas on my back. I got a B-A-R on my chart. I'm bright, I'm alert, and now we act. I got an itch to get back to my bitches, so I took a deep breath, I pulled out my own stitches. And when I got home, I was treated so good by granny's scones and the neighborhood. I gave the poor, did what I was told to do, went from Buckle Donner to Buckle Mahu. Buckle Mahu, Buckle Mahu, Buckle Mahu, Buckle Mahu. I'm a thug, but I got the keys, got your black in a big fat head. On the donut. I'm a thug, but I got the keys, got your black in a big fat head. Buckle Mahu. I'm a thug, but I got the keys, got your black in a big fat head. On the donut. I'm a thug, but I got the keys, got your black in a big fat head.
We are back.
And we are listening to Blue with his friends Ayub and Rick.
Release his pain. Thank you. distant stream. Awesome to be here, Jason.
That's nice music, man, for sure.
Lovely that you're realizing the power of music in your show.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's about, the power of the energy that the music makes, and all that. So, what was that called, by the way? I'm gonna enter it in.
It was called Cycle.
Cycle.
Yeah, like a circle.
Yeah, I was listening to the words. It's beautiful. Absolutely.
Oh, amazing, thank you.
All right. So you guys want to play another one right away?
Absolutely.
And we're listening to Blue featuring his friend Ayoub and Rick. So Ayoub is playing the hand drum, and Rick has got a bass. Of course, Blue's playing the guitar.
And singing.
And singing. Man, it's like, it's kind of hypnotic. What's this one next one called?
It's called Shapes.
All right.
breathe the air. Thank you.
Blue, tell us about the shapes. What is the shapes?
You know, everybody's different.
Everybody's different. I got that. Okay.
It's a different shape of the world.
Nice.
So basically, it means that every single one of us can create the world how we think it up and how we interact with it.
Okay.
And that's why the world is like it is today, because this is how we made it.
Absolutely. All right. Okay, so we are on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this is the Medicine Show with Miguel Elu Lopez Cabron.
Así es, Blue. Great music.
How you guys met? How you start jamming together?
I guess it's like the shapes, you know. I think we all thought about music, and we met each other, and we connected, you know, like a musical romance.
Nice. Was that romance through Craigslist, or like, how was that romance?
Did you guys, friends, like, through the community, eh? In the neighborhood, yeah, same jamming circles, I guess, right?
Craigslist, yeah. No, Craigslist is the universal connector of everybody.
Yeah.
Wow, and I imagine this sounds kind of like you're in a deep canister because you guys are actually playing just outside the studio in the hallway. It's creating quite an ambient sort of hypnotic sound for your particular type of music, which is quite appropriate. Bless your heart, young man. There's a man who just sneezed in the room. So I would also like to say hello and welcome to our film crew tonight, Vincent, Jordan, and Chance. Hey, guys.
Yo, what's up?
Thanks.
Yo.
Thanks for coming to our show.
No,
what's that?
No worries.
Any shout outs? This is your microphone over here. The camera crew, live interview with the camera crew. You guys got any shout outs? Anybody listening?
Yeah, we're
right
listening.
On. No, I said, right, you guys have any?
You want to say hello to somebody?
I wanna
say hello to grandma.
I wanna do some ukulele.
Careful, you just blew out people's eardrums. I forgot to turn the microphone down. What did you always... Okay, we're going to hear some more music from Blue featuring Ayoop and Rick. What's the next song?
It's called Breakout.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Was there one that you were requesting?
No, it's just Breakup. It sounds kind of... I was just saying, you know, do we have to? Is it over? Or, you know?
It's actually Breakout.
Breakout? All right. Breakout!
Breakout through to the other side.
Right. Whoa. It's like, you know...
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
deception. What last man investing? Got no results telling me not to succeed. Got no conception. What can't be done? Finding my best in the world I conceive.
This all happen, but it's almost impossible.
Well, so talk to us about the tuning that you're using on the guitars there. You guys tuned to the magical tuning. You were telling us about this earlier. So it's not 440, it's...
I'm kind of loud on that microphone, sorry.
Go ahead, Rick.
It's 432, which is, it's kind of like the body's tuning.
Yeah.
My blues one turned me on to that.
They were saying, you know, we can't really hear you too well because you're way out there.
Well, blues, he's the genius behind that, actually. He's got me into it. But usually we tune to 440, our A strings.
Uh-huh.
And but they say your body's tuning is more to 432, which is slightly lower.
In case people can't hear him, because he's a little bit further away, he's talking about that the body is naturally tuned, like there's harmonies and the energies and the frequencies and wavelengths that our bodies harmonize at naturally. And some people think are really identifying with the other tuning, not 440. And some people believe that it's like kind of actually unhealthy to be doing 440, but more healthy even to be doing 432.
Hertz.
Yeah.
Well, it's not more healthy to do a 420.
420, man. Tune down to 420 is even lower. It's like the drop D. Have you been down that far?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, in case anybody's listening, try it out. Let me know how it sounds, because I like the drop D. Anyway, that's like the heavy Seattle bass sound, you know. So let's we're gonna do one more. We're gonna take a quick break, and then we're gonna have our last song of the night. So what song do you guys want to go on the transition with?
We're gonna do Shining.
See, like, you have tuned me into this. Even I'm talking like the way you're writing. Go ahead. What is it called?
Shine.
Right on.
If you wish upon a star, you might be lucky. You have a dream. It might make you happy. Let your heart shine.
I'm glad that somebody said it. Thank you, Blue. That's real truth. I like that. Thank you so much.
I want to say hello to all our friends out there listening tonight. It's truly cool to have that support when you're playing music. Basically, that's how you start out. You have a few friends show up and to see you play. And so
It really means a lot to me that you guys are listening. Thanks. Have a good night.
It was really nice having you. Stick around for a few minutes. We'll be right back with the Medicine Show.
Medicine Show!
Okay, I'm going to bring in Jerry. Carrie John Hirsch, which has been on our show before. This is a song called Closer. I'll be right back. This is Jason Lawrence. I'm going places. I'll be right back.
Not to
taken a hand. He locked up the barnyard with the graves of care. Out in the hen house up and stood. When he hollered, "Who's that?" This is what he heard. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here."
The medicine show.
Now we're back on the medicine show.
And I want to tell you guys that please take a look. Today is going to be released an interview that we did last week to Kodat Tugrav.
Come close to me.
And Kodat, it was like, yeah, it was amazing. We see like amazing visuals going on the stage, amazing like electro minimal music going on, and then we see some stuff of Jason going on in that interview, like kind of nuts. He kind of went nuts on that interview. Please check it out on the YouTube channel
really?
Of The Medicine Show.
Excellent. Yeah. Good to hear.
Yeah.
That was the Kodak Graph, which was down at the Sound Club the other day.
Yeah, on last Saturday.
Yeah. So we're back with them chickens. Ain't nobody here but us chickens, babies. We are back with Chicken Like Birds and Blue featuring Ayoop and Rick. And we're about to go out for our last song of the evening. I'd like to thank everybody, Jasmine Fredrickson and Ari Lantella.
There you go. Yep.
From Chicken Like Birds and Blue featuring Ayoop and Rick. Our film crew tonight is Vincent, Jordan, and Chance. I'm here with Miguel Elu Lopez.
We are with Jason Lawrence as well. Okay,
and DJ Rise coming up with his next show. Bass, house, and drums music all night long, shaking it like you got no tomorrow. So, thanks everybody for listening to the Medicine Show. You can check us out on Twitter at Van Medicine Show and on the
channel in Vancouver Medicine Show as well.
And that's Facebook, Vancouver Medicine Show.
Bam.
Bye. Write us a letter at VancouverMedicineShow@gmail.com. This is Jasmine. Take it away.
We even got this tune to 432. Yeah.
It's supper time. Lordy, 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 supper time. Well, I don't want no cornbread, a piece of black molasses. Well, I don't want no cornbread, a piece of black molasses. It's supper time. Hold the lorders. Lordy, 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 supper time.
All right. Hey, Blue had something to say. What were you going to say right before that, Blue?
I just wanted to put out wishes for peace, love, and harmony for Ayub and Rick, and for us being here tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you guys, everybody, for coming in. Thank the people listening. Thank the creator, and we'll see you next week.
Adios. You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.